All right, we got some really exclusive audio here.
Yeah, now this is going to be pretty controversial, and I hope I don't get anyone in trouble, but Rich Dalrymple, who runs the PR department here, I think that's, isn't that his title, or has he got some elevated title?
Oh, he's like a vice president
in charge of America.
Yeah, media relations.
For
maybe.
The Cowboys.
Yeah.
But he pulled me aside and say, hey, Gordo, I have something for you, but you didn't get this from me. And I'm like, what is it? And he goes, well, I don't know if you know this, but Jerry has kept a diary for the past few years. And every day he writes in his diary. And I got a copy. He said that Jerry dropped this, and I picked it up, and I'm about to return it to him, but I thought maybe you wanted a copy of it. I have a copy of Jerry. I have the recording of Jerry's inner voice as he's writing his diary.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm like, he's like, I don't know if you'd be interested in it. I'm like, hell yeah, I'd be interested in it. So I got it from him, and I made a quick copy of the little disc that he handed me, and I bring it to you. Jerry apparently made an entry in his diary yesterday, and this is his entry. So you didn't hear this from me, guys.
Okay.
And I didn't get it from Rich Dalrymple. Okay.
Dear Diarrhea, it's me again, the guy who has been writing in you every day for the past 4 years. How are you, Diarrhea? Well, we're wrapping up the first week of the training camp that we have on the every year for the football team that I own. The football team that I own is called the Dallas Cowboys, and they are so fun. I have still owned them every day for the past 30 years. Can you believe it? Me, the guy who my dad said would be a complete failure, who would never learn to talk right, now owns a whole football team. And get this, my best friend, Roosevelt, he read in a magazine recently that my football team called the Dallas Cowboys is now worth $5 billion. Whoa, that is what Roosevelt calls some mad cheddar, yo.
Okay.
Well, dear Diarrhea, the problem with my sons still continues.
Oh, no.
Roosevelt always has to try my food first, and I have to watch him for 30 minutes after he eats it before I'm allowed to take my first bite. It is annoying, dear Diarrhea, but a necessary ever since what happened last year when Stephen brought me a donut with a running circular saw hidden in the middle. As you remember, I chalked it up at the time to a forgetful Asian, but a subsequent investigation found that it was actually Stephen trying to usurp me as the general manager of the football team I was telling you about earlier in today.
General, God.
Well, yesterday, Jerry Jr. came up and said, Daddy, I made you a present. And I was happy at first because I always wanted a shot put with a sizzling fuse sticking out of it. So I took it and thanked him. Well, right as I was thanking him and he was running away, Roosevelt came and knocked it out of my hand and laid on top of the shot put and yelled for me to get out of the room. Then I heard him start praying to Jesus to forgive him for all the work that he has done for me over the years. I did not understand what was happening, so I helped him up. And somehow, Roosevelt had knocked my Johnny Walker smoothie out of my hand, and it had extinguished the fuse on top of the shot put. Do you know what, dear Diarrhea? It was not a shot put at all, but a bomb. My own halfway son, Jerry G., tried to kill me by poisoning me with a bomb. That makes me so sad. That's okay. I will get my revenge soon when I don't sign Zeke to a new deal. Anywho, I've got to go right now, dear Diarrhea. I just heard a tease on the radio about a story about a horny grandma. Yeehaw, Lilas.
Wow, okay.
Wow. Very interesting insight.
You did not hear that here.
Right.
Very secret. Very secret audio.
Bomb.
General Maniger.
By the way, I spent some time around Jerry yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, I asked the question yesterday, how's he doing?
Would you please let the man age in peace?
I am. I have an update. After spending some time around him yesterday, I think he's doing fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I just saw
so that's the update to the fake news that you had reported.
I just asked
that
you
he
guys,
wasn't
how
doing
did you
fine.
Think he was doing? I kind of wondered. I saw him from afar and didn't think he looked that well, but I was around him yesterday. I thought he looked fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Especially for somebody All who's right. about to turn 77, right? Is that what we determined?
Yep.
77 this fall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we should all shoot to look at least part of that way at 77, yes.
That was a Jerry-sounding sentence.
It sounds like a make-good for your
It does.
It's not a make-good. It
sounds like you were warned yesterday about
right?
something.
No, it's not at all. It's an update.
Don't worry. I'll go on and say he looks good tomorrow.
No, it's
an
update
you better.
After seeing him up close and personal yesterday.